So, Sherry, it's Financial Literacy Month. Would you share with our listeners just what exactly is that and why does it matter?
April has been chosen to be the Financial Literacy Month, and it's so important because do you know that one half of the 37 million Americans living in poverty are women?
Ay, yay, yay. 37 million Americans are living in poverty, and half of them are
Over the
women.
half of that,
Wow.
half of those are women. So why is it important? It's important for everyone, right? It's important for the young. It's important for, it doesn't matter what gender you are. It's important for those of us in midlife. I mean, after we get out of college and then in midlife and as our careers are growing and we're going on in our life, as well as when we're going into retirement, how does that all fit together? And I think it's so important to talk about financial literacy and through education, right? Informing people with education and to push making financial literacy into law. And that's something that different states around the country are doing currently.
Really?
Yes. And so what that means is if you're in school, right? You haven't graduated from high school yet. So at some point, whether it be middle school or high school, some of the states are requiring the children to have a class on financial literacy before
Oh,
they
I
graduate.
think that is brilliant. How do we know the condition of financial literacy in the country? How is that measured?
Well, that's a very good point. There are different tests and tools that they use
Okay,
that
so
are
there are
used.
testing instruments that have validated
Yes,
what kind of shape
yes,
we're in.
yes. In fact,
I see.
one that I was going to be speaking about, and I can just jump into that,
Sure.
is every few years, FINRA. You've heard me talk about FINRA. It's the Financial and Banking Regulators, which in my industry is so critical and important. I mean, it's critical and
Absolutely.
important for all people. About the regulations and all the things that have to go through compliance that when I'm on the show and talk to you about,
Oh,
that's
yes.
FINRA, okay? So they issue a 5-question test as part of its National Financial Capacity Study, okay? This measures people's consumers' knowledge about interest, compounding, about inflation, about diversification, and about bond prices. Only 37% of those that are taking the test can answer all 5 questions. This suggests that the basic economic and financial principles that underline the problem is so widespread about the lack of financial literacy. You know, that's why I am so driven and made it my life's work to really educate women. Understanding the basic concepts about interest, about like, you know, about inflation, about compounding. I mean, it can be done very simply. And so,
It needs to be, right?
right. And so in North Carolina, actually, the lawmakers are proposing new legislation in the classroom. And that would require high school students to actually complete a class, financial literacy, before they can even graduate. Okay?
I love that.
Yeah. So
That's
that's, so
important.
that, you know, it is important for all of us to work at and work towards making sure that those people that we love, you know, our children or family members or however you're connected to them, people in the community, that they're getting these concepts because we want to raise up the consciousness and the mindfulness of finances. The percentage of debt that children leave college with is like 22,000 per Investopedia. And that is low. I have clients with adult children now that have left college that they have up to what
Hundreds of
somebody would buy a
thousands.
house, would
That's
cost a
right.
house, is a
Yeah.
house. And that is just so difficult. And then 40% of US adults right now don't even have enough savings if they had a $400 emergency.
40%
40%, and
don't have any
that's
savings.
from Investopedia as well. But we're aware of that. I mean, I know, of course, I am, but it's being communicated through the newspapers, the news. You know, people are talking about it much more. Mm-hmm. So that's more common that people know about that. That can show you this lack of literacy.
And Sherry, you know, I don't think we've discussed, why is it that women in particular don't seem to be as well informed about finances?
Paula, that's the, you know, ultimate question here. Typically, women were not taught about finances because women were in the homes working, right? Or getting educated, but then typically going back to the home and taking care of the family, where the male went out and slayed the dragons and brought the money home and, you know, fed the family and took care of the family. So it was just one of those, it's just one of those things that happened. And, but here we are today.
Yeah.
Right? So no more, more of that. That's gone. And there's just a lot of women, or the majority, I mean, even though things have changed and there's a lot of dynamic women, powerful women that do understand money and issues, money issues and financial, they are very financial literate and they move through life. But the majority is much less. Mm-hmm. We've talked about that. Women make 80 cents to man's dollar, yep, and so on and so forth. This gender gap. Typically, I mean, this is a story I've heard, and it's not unusual. A father admittedly said, I have a son, I have a daughter, and I would always teach my son about money. Mm. I would talk to my son about money. I would talk to him about, you know, what he needs to do to, you know, putting money away, having this account, bank account, so on and so forth, and why these things are important. Yada, yada.
Not
but when it came to the daughter, no, no. It was just like, oh, you don't need to worry about this. You go off and you go to your gymnastics, or, you know, you go off with your mother and you go shopping or play in the flower field.
Right.
You know, we're changing. Times have changed and we need to step up.
So tell us, Sherry, what are you doing to implement some change right here in our town of San Diego?
Well, Paula, my philosophy is to help women see their money as a tool, right? And not as a goal. So everyone has dreams, right? And setting goals is a way of how we can accomplish those dreams, correct? So I like to focus first on financial education with my clients, teaching them how they may take their money and it can work for them, and to identify options of how it can be employed.